told him a mole, and they'll run in the garden, they get in the garden, they'll tear up the garden, they get in there and run a hole and raise the ground. And them things, they got two earth paws like that right in front of their mouth. They can get under the ground, hit hard ground, and you can, they'll raise the ground up. Just deep enough, they can raise it, and you can see that ridge up. They call them a little mole.
Now, what kind of animals would you get that might raise in houses?
Well, you got possum, mink, and
do you ever have a name for them? Like you say, do you ever call them anything? I'm gonna go get me a gun and go out and kill those.
A possum, yeah. A lot of times they'll wake a fella if a possum gets in there, a mink, you know. Get in a chicken house, they'll scare the chicken in here. And then a chicken hawk, owl. These big owl, I remember, had an oak, some chicken roost, about maybe 17, 18 feet, fly up there and they'd get up on that roof. Sometimes I'd hear them, him cackling, and I knew I'd get up, put my gun, put my shoes on, and go out there, and I'd get, and I could tell that thing, what his intention was to move toward that chicken and get that chick flying. He couldn't pick her off the roof, but if she, once she went down to flying, he could pick her up and carry her off, see?
Yeah.
And I'd kill them, many of them right there.
Huh.
I could see them, I could tell the difference between him and the chicken, you know, feel enough to see them, and I'd shoot them.
Did you ever call all those things varmints? Did you ever hear that word used? Varmint?
Yes, they use the most of the word they use for a thing like that. Varmints of all kinds. You know.
Okay. What about the kinds of fish you might have around here, Mr. Morant? Can you tell me about them?
Well, we have in freshwater, you've got the perch, some of them goggle eyes, they call them.
Goggle eyes?
Goggle eyes.
Why do they call them that?
I don't know, it's kind of a big perch, you know, and they go big. And some of them kind of, they're dark green, and then they'll have others red belly like. They'll call them perch, you know, they're ugly, they're very perch, but they call them goggle eyes. And then you'll catch a green trout in this fresh water too, you know, and some have caught some jackfish, they call them in waters, you know. They come about that long.
Yeah.
And they're good fish. You have to gig them or catch them. They usually live in fresh water.
Okay. Do you have any saltwater types around here? What kind of saltwater might you catch?
Well, saltwater, you got mullet, for one. You got the flounders. I know. I guess you know what a flounder is.
Yeah, I went out floundering last night.
You caught any?
Didn't catch a thing.
You know, they're flat, and their eyes are just on one side.
Yeah.
And then they've got that mullet. And you go far out there, you catch some green trout, speckled trout, sometimes they'll cut there. I've caught speckled trout, green trout. And sometimes you go out fishing, once in a while you catch a mullet, but not too often. But speckled trout this time of the year, when it's dry and hot and the salt water comes up in them river, you catch them up in the river, you see.
Mullet's good eating fish, aren't
they? Oh yeah, mullet's just as good a fish as you want to eat.
What out here?
And then you have crabs. I don't know, you ever eat crab?
I've never eaten them whole, you know, I've had a little part of their meat, but not, you know, they're good, I like the taste of them.
Yeah.
What do you